All right, so now I just gotta wait 15 minutes or so. Sit in my car. They're like, honk your horn if anything happens. Like, okay. So about 12:17, we'll be out of here. Leave your doors unlocked, yeah. But now my doors are unlocked, yeah. It's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling. Especially with the 15 minutes, you know, they give you, you know, time to just sit in your car and think about everything that's happened. But, you know, it's crazy, this operation. They've got 23 lanes up here, 4 lanes down at the check-in, and then you drive up here to the stations where they're giving the shots, and, okay, this car's moving forward. I gotta move forward to the next spot here. Yeah, I got a sticker, yeah. Nine more minutes. It's a super efficient operation. I mean, it's kind of crazy how they've got it all set up here in a couple of parking lots here at City College. cars forward to another space here. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm sure everyone has had their fucking pandemic deep thoughts by now. I just kind of can't help but think about how much, you know, and I've felt this way for a while, like try to think about how much will change and never be the same, you know, what that sort of stuff will look like. I don't know. You think about the nature of work, offices, all that other stuff, you know. Five minutes. And you know, when you know, I saw the article the other day that was making the rounds about people that didn't want to stop wearing masks, and like, I get it for a couple of reasons. You know, it's like hard to know, everything's so new, the vaccines, all that stuff, it's all so new, you know, how do you know? And you know, And so many people out there are still refusing to get it, that are they gonna go cook a variant and set us back again, and you know, all that stuff. It's just this. But also like the super reduced flu transmission, you know, does. And I don't think this will happen, actually, but it'd be kind of nice in a way if, as a culture, we got into, like, hey, I put on a mask because I was sick, just like they do in Japan, and we knocked down flu transmission, you know, by some significant percentage year after year. That would be cool, you know, some basic human respect for one another, some notion of, hey, we're all in this together. Instead of everyone pretending that they're the rugged individualist who has it all figured out. You sheep. All that crap. Fuck, man. Stuff's truly depressing. Like, you know it. You know it to be true, right? You know, like, human nature is this. They're gonna, you know, or maybe that's just, you know, American human nature is this, and they're gonna be this way about this and be real shitty about it. And then you know, watching it happen for the last year, it's just like, fuck, man. What happened to? You know, I don't think it was like this. Well, maybe it was to a certain extent, but then just the internet makes it travel more. But, you know, You don't hear too much about people that were like not getting the fucking polio vaccine. You'd think that there could be some case to be made of like, hey, it's kind of your patriotic fucking duty to stand up for each other and help this crazy ass time instead of being a fucking prick about it. Just get your fucking shots. One more minute. There we go. Thanks, have a good day.
You too, thank you.
Yeah, got my sticker. It's a little torn, but I got my sticker.
By the way, Roma, where did you pick up?
I'm trying to make him at the candy
way. I mean, I feel the same way I felt last time with the first dose of like that constant self-diagnosis of like, am I okay? Am I okay? Do I feel, am I dizzy? What's going on? Am I this? Do my arm, is this, is it this? Do Do I taste something weird in my mouth? Is that happening? Is that real? Is it like there's this constant this constant feeling of like, am I okay? Is this okay? This is okay, right? I'm okay. Not necessarily for like, well, yeah, I guess for side effects or whatever, but like, for the first 15 minutes side effect thing that they have you wait there for, like, it's more like, is this okay? Is this okay? It was okay last time. Side effects of the first one? No. There was a minute there, Rice had this like brain fog of just like, what the hell am I doing? Why was I walking into this room? What's going on? Like that sort of thing. Which my mom said she had for a few days after her second shot. You know, like my arm hurt for a couple days or whatever, so. Line of people. Hong Kong barbecue. I've got a vitamin water. And, you know, we'll get to do some fun because my wife got Pfizer. So. So she can hold that over me. No, I don't know. That was something we were real worried about, and I guess to a certain extent still are worried about, but. You know, with her being pregnant, there was a lot of, it was like, well, what the fuck do we do? You know? Like, not to sound like some fucking whack job anti-vaxxer, but, like, it is very new stuff that they have not tested. What does it do to feed it? What does it do to a fetus? What does it do to, you know, like, all these sorts of situations where, like, the data just wasn't there. It was getting there, or more was getting out there all the time, right? Because more people are getting it, and more pregnant women are getting it, and all this other stuff. And, you know, it just, I think it got to a point where it's like, okay, well, the risks of you getting
sick are very real and very bad. It puts you in a higher risk category and stuff like that. I don't know. Like, that was, you know, I think she could have gotten it a little bit earlier, maybe a month or so earlier than she did, but I think we were just like, let's wait till this gets a little further along, and, you know, there's an ongoing study, so let's just wait and see a little bit. It's not like we're going anywhere. We're in a position where we can, you know, cut it out a bit. And then just as the availability got wider and stuff like that, it's just like, okay. Like, we got to a point where we felt better about the whole thing there. And yeah.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto Nipperau Serra Boulevard.
But of course, you know, our daughter is too, you know, way too young right now to get anything, and so, you know, there's that, right? So that's, but I guess, the number two, second baby will, seemingly be born with,
turn right onto Nipperau Serra Boulevard.
We'll gain the effects of the vaccine, I guess. Which is pretty cool. It's cool how that works. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything intelligent to say about any of this other than, you know, you get that weird time there to reflect on what the last year has been and all that stuff and just look at it and go like, what a fucking mess. Fucking mess everything's been. What a fucking trip. And you know, obviously booster shots and all that other shit. See what that looks like as we get further into it, right? So, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
19th Avenue.
Like, we've been living it just long enough for aspects of it to sometimes feel normalized, and then if you sit down and really think about it, you're like, holy shit, what the fuck? And it gives you all that other time to go like, what the, all right. Shit is crazy. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Is this the right thing? Yes or no? I think, everyone has had to have that look in the mirror conversation with themselves. Which is nice, you know? It's very easy to just kind of keep doing what you're doing because you've been doing it, and in some sick way, it's nice to have just, like, this weird marker in time of just, like, all right, there's a before and an after this. What do I want things to look like after this? And what can I do to get there and all that sort of shit? And I feel like I've got pretty firm ideas for me, you know, like kind of what I want for me, for my family, that sort of stuff. As that is a feature of the vaccine, it's like, really gives you time to... My big problem with the new Mixlr app is that it does not have any kind of heart button or any indication that hearts are being sent or received or anything like that. It's very unfortunate. Humps ahead.
Continue on 18th Avenue for half a mile.
Not speed bumps. These are speed humps.